This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, hi. You're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up Crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Joy 94.9.
And now it's time for a bit of fun. Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. It's Catching Up.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie, and finally the lovely Brett has arrived in the studio.
Oh,
how
my
did you
goodness.
Get here, sweetheart?
Broomstick, of course.
Broomstick. Where was your broomstick?
Oh.
You were on it, were you?
Yes.
He was on the stick again. God
my
bless
goodness.
You.
Well done for a great start of the show, Jamie.
Oh, look, darling, I had to press three buttons, including my own. But I'm warming up. I'm warming into it.
Oh, awesome.
Someone's got to warm up. It's a bit chilly outside, isn't it?
It is a bit chilly. It's Melbourne has finally... It's always the same with April.
Is it?
As soon as the first week of April...
It's the April Fool starts with shit weather. That's what happens
awesome.
Here in
but
Melbourne.
But then it's supposed to get to 28 and 29
it's
on
It's going to be
Sunday.
Nice on the weekend. Now, look, we can't talk about the weather because
no.
Dolly will be phoning us if we do.
Where's Dolly again? Is she at that Digger Hole Festival again?
Yeah, look, the last I heard, sweetheart, was that she was in a caravan park somewhere...
Oh.
I wasn't sure where she said it was because it didn't ring any bells in my travel diary. Now, look, we don't talk about the weather here at
no,
Catching
that's
Up
true.
Because, quite
that's
frankly,
true.
It can rain on your parade.
Oh, my
can't
God.
It, Brett.
Now, you and I had a bit of a date. Well, not really a date. We just met,
that
really,
sounds, yeah,
we?
Met. I was,
we met.
Yeah, we met in the city.
Yes.
And we went to see the lovely Anne Edmonds, who's a regular guest
yes.
here. I think we can say regular now, can't we, with
we
Anne?
We can
because
say regular.
She's been on, what, three times?
She's been, oh, yeah, it's been three times. She's a very much a friend here at Catching Up. And we saw her wonderful show, The Quartered Cabbage.
It was called A Quartered Cabbage. It was a quarter of a cabbage,
quarter,
wasn't it?
The Quartered Cabbage.
The Quartered Cabbage.
Yes.
Opposed to the, you know, one-eighth of a cabbage, which will probably be coming out in the fall.
Yes.
So she did four characters, which were all yes. fantastic.
Yes.
And she had, well, she had you and I in Stitches, didn't she?
Oh, my God.
Stitches we were in
it
by
was
the time
hilarious.
We left.
I think, because for those of you who don't know, Anne normally does shows with her telling stories, playing the banjolele, as she's done on
yes.
the show. And this, she does do a little bit of music, and she does play the banjolele, but it's about four different characters.
Yeah.
And about their day, their life in the... a day in the life of, really.
A day in the life of Anne
yes.
Edmonds. Jeez, that could be a bit scary, couldn't it? That girl, she's
yes.
insane. She said something on
she
Facebook
is.
And I said, oh, blah, blah, you know, went to see your show, fantastic, blah,
yeah.
blah, blowing smoke
yeah.
up her ass the whole time.
Yes.
Like you would on Facebook.
Well, you would.
And she basically said, you know, thanks for coming. But actually, I said, you know, you're actually insane. And it was hilarious because
yes.
you're off the planet.
And I think that's the thing with a lot of comedy shows that are on at the moment. There's such a diverse mix in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival
yeah.
that you can see Anne. And because I didn't know this, Jamie,
what
until
you know, Brett?
Saturday night where I went
yes.
to see Denise Scott and Judith Lucy.
No, you haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I saw them
You've
on Saturday.
You've seen them already?
Yeah, I saw them on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got tickets for them later in April. Oh,
well, can I say their show's very good.
Don't
I'm
spoil
not going to spoil
it.
But every comedy show has to be 60 minutes or less. And it allows people, like I did on Thursday night, I
yes,
saw Sarah Millican at 7, who was brilliant.
Gosh.
And then I literally ran from the forum down to the town hall
mm.
to see Annie Edmonds.
You had your lovely blue sports jacket on and
oh
you
my
were,
God,
you
was
were
that
in
a,
fine form.
Was that a fashion faux pas of both
no,
of us?
No, I nearly wore it. Did I wear the same thing?
You wore another blazer, but yours was... More, not aqua, but it was a darker
no,
blue.
No, it was a light blue like yours. I took it off because
oh,
I didn't want to upstage
baby
you.
Baby blue, and yours was more of a royal blue.
I didn't want to upstage you, sweetheart. Now, what else has been happening for you? That we have a lovely segment here called Catching Up With Us.
Yes.
Now,
can I say busy, busy, busy?
Is it?
Oh my goodness! So,
really?
So Bond Day. Bond Day, Bonnet Day.
Yeah, I
for
saw
Good
your
Friday.
Photos.
Did you like the photos?
Yes.
Did you like my bon?
Yeah, bon was nice, sweetheart. Would have been nice if you had a few less clothes on with your Bond, but that, you know.
What do you mean less clothes?
Well, you were dressed up as well. Like, it's the Bond. It's like the festivity ended at the neck, didn't it?
Yeah, well, no, because then that's just a dress-up party.
Oh, that's
true. An Easter bonnet's not about...
Now, did you have an Easter egg hunt on Sunday?
No.
You didn't?
Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no. Did go out for a dance.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did you go for your little dance, sweetheart?
Well, a venue, the wonderful railway in Windsor. So we had, because the weather was so crap on Sunday. Sorry, talking about the weather. Sorry. Sorry,
it's
talking
all
about
right.
the weather again.
She's not here. She's not going to kill us.
Not till next week.
She'll bring a bloody axe in with her next week, you watch.
So the weather, all of a sudden, about 4 o'clock, the sun came out.
Oh, it turned
nice. And it wasn't warm, but it was pleasant.
Right.
So we're all having a few, lemonades, shall we say.
Yeah, light lemonades.
Yes, lemonades.
Light lemonades.
And then we had dinner later on.
Yes.
And then someone said, I ain't leaving till we all go out dancing.
I ain't leaving till the fat lady goes out in the town.
Yes.
You put your heels straight on, didn't you,
yes.
Brett?
Yes. And I took that fat lady out with me.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
We all know. We went to two venues, North Side.
Oh, I guess I could guess
Can
them,
I say,
I?
One of them, I won't say which venue. No. I think it's Guess This Venue, right?
Guess This Venue.
Think of
Did you
a
have
mixture.
Your underpants on the outside of your trousers?
I kept my underpants on full stop.
Oh, so that's going to narrow it down. Okay.
Okay. And let's just say it's a mix of one of the bars from the film Cruising.
Yes.
And a bit of the Blue Oyster Bar. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that.
You get out, don't you? You get out and about.
And then we went out dancing to the other bar that's been around for a long time.
Does that one have a little area upstairs for little indiscretions later on?
No,
in
that
the
first
evening?
One.
Oh, that
is.
Was all. As we said, it's
the
not
second
hard.
One. The second one has a large smoking room out the back.
Not hard to narrow things down in this fantastic city of Melbourne, but, which we love intensely,
oh
don't
my
we, Brett?
Goodness.
We love Melbourne,
yes.
don't we?
Oh, I love it.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, why wouldn't you? You've got the best of all worlds in Melbourne town. But you were working, weren't you, over the weekend?
Oh, sweetheart, I've been everywhere, man.
Really?
Yes, I went to the Middle East this week.
Oh, my
Yeah,
goodness.
We don't want to talk too much about that. But
no, let's not do that.
Hubla, I'm okay. So, you know, it's all nice. But so it was fun.
Not very Christian of you.
Well, I'm not.
Not very Easter-y, I mean.
Easter-y.
Sorry, that was a faux pas.
No, I didn't see one Easter egg this week in the Middle East. But nevertheless, look, it's great to have your company here on Catching Up. We've got lots coming up on the show this evening, including Wes Snelling is coming in to have a chat. Or is he not coming in?
No. The wonderful Wes Snelling.
Wonderful.
And we've got Kate McLennan.
Oh, she's coming in too.
She's coming in as well. Well, we're calling them.
Yeah. Oh, we're calling them, right.
We're calling
them.
Same
thing.
So they're going to talk about their wonderful new show because that's obviously Wes does Tuesday Drive here at Joy.
Yes, he's a big celebrity around here at Joy, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. And they're in a new show as part of the Comedy Festival as we are showcasing in the month of March and April.
Because we love comedy here.
New show called Standard Double.
Standard Double. And they're in bed in a hotel room. It's a bit Yoko Ono, isn't it?
It's a bit Yoko-ish, isn't it?
It's very interesting. And it's actually inside a hotel room, which is very intimate in terms of a venue.
I know.
It's a bit different.
Do you think they'll be wearing their bathrobe, their terry toweling bathrobes, as we call them?
Could be wearing their birthday suit, sweetheart.
Oh, lordy. Thank goodness we're on the radio.
Couldn't they? You're on Joy 94.9.
Melbourne's biggest gay voice has a fresh new sound.
Fresh new sound.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy. It's a wonderful Tuesday evening. You're with Jamie and Brett because Dolly's absconded.
Yes.
She got a sore neck and then she's buggered off to the back of Bourke somewhere. She's probably at some lesbian health spa, I think, in a caravan park.
Do you think?
Probably involves, you know, taking the dead skin off your feet by the local barbecue or something nice that.
North.
Or not.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
The wonderful news is, Brett,
yes,
that Dolly has selected the music for us tonight. We've already had La Freak by Chic.
Oh,
we've
wonderful.
Got Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone coming up very shortly.
Yes.
We've got a song called Coca-Cola, which is I quite liked. But I'll save that for you for a little bit later.
That's our new music.
Well, I listened to it before and I liked it.
Okay.
But I'll get you to tell the listeners all about that a little bit later on.
I might have a little new song to play.
Oh.
Because we always play disco.
Disco
and
funk. Yes.
There's a little song that I found during the week that is a mixture of disco, funk and lounge.
Ooh.
Because you know I'm very partial to lounge music.
Oh.
So we're going to, I might highlight that. Showcase it, as it were.
Disco, funk and lounge.
And lounge.
What would that look like if it was a piece of fruit, do you think? Would it be a melon piece or a banana? Fruit. Well, like, you know, the style of music was a piece of fruit. That would be, what, a star? It'd be exotic. It'd be a star.
Yeah, it'd
fruit
be like a star. No, dragon fruit, because it's pink.
Oh, that's what I
it makes a fabulous of shake and a lovely cocktail. And that's what you want out of disco, funk, and lounge.
So what's this song, Brady? Because you know it all.
This has got to be funk. This has got to be Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. You're on Joy 94.9.
Stick around, folks. Lovely to have your company.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Ooh! It came back!
It came back!
Oh, pull up the rug.
What a sneaky little track.
Bloody Dolly. Get a... Oh, she's a pain in the ass. 6 minutes for a song.
Oh, my goodness. Look, almost as good as when the other week when we did 30 minutes per song.
That was my fault. We won't go into too much detail. Look, that was Everyday People from Sly and the Family Stone, one of our favourites here at Catching Up, and it was 1968, Brett.
Oh, really?
We were merely a little glint in the milkman's eye back then, weren't we?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my parents married in 68.
Did they?
Yes, it was November.
But he just got back from the war and...
And the war... Vietnam was on in
was
68.
It on or was it over by then?
No, it was on. The early 70s when the Vietnam War finally finished.
Oh, tough times.
Oh, no, gosh. Darling.
How could you be at war with all those rice paper rolls? I mean, what a waste.
I know.
What a waste of good resources.
War, why is it good for absolutely nothing? The only war...
Here we go.
...song.
Yes.
By protest song.
Yes.
By Motown.
Oh.
That was the only one.
War's a whore. I don't like it.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, we've got a couple of shout-outs.
I know of one, my beautiful boyfriend Jimbo in Perth. He's listening to me. Isn't that nice? He's coming over next week, Brett. Very exciting.
Now, he's got a bit of a show coming up,
He's got something on for the children's. Is there a children's festival coming up?
It's part of the Arts Centre, isn't it, that he'll be working
it's
on?
It's a fantastic project. We'll probably tell you a little bit more about that next week.
Great.
And we might have another guest from the comedy festival next week, Brett. I might have met a lovely lady out on the street this evening.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't want to know who.
No, it's going to be a surprise. Well, also, I haven't actually teed it up yet, so it could be...
She's keen.
She's keen, and we'll give you the details of that later on or next week. But look, we're focusing on the Comedy Festival all month here at Catching Up because we love a giggle here.
Oh, we do like a laugh.
We do.
Yes.
Now, I actually pulled out one of our old giggles, and I think that actually, just for the fun of it, let's play one of our old giggles, Brady.
Oh, okay.
See if you can guess what it is.
Oh. That was sort of it.
It's fascinating, Lola. Now, Lola, tell me, how did Jesus come to you? Did he come from the side? Did he come from above? Did he come straight at you? I know he didn't come from below because you wouldn't have been able to see him. He'd have been lost down there for days. Now, Lola, how did Jesus come to you?
He came more on the diagonal.
That's a big word for you, Lola. Diagonal. And what did he look like?
Like Jesus.
Like Jesus. And did he have a beard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and was he wearing sandals or was he barefoot?
Barefoot.
Barefoot. What color was his robe?
Blue.
Nope, that weren't Jesus. Jesus has a white robe with a brown belt. That was a demon, Lola. You had a demon come to you, Lola?
No, I...
Is that what happened? Now get on your knees and pray for forgiveness.
This is what he asked me to do.
Oh, good God, get the demon out. Demon out. Demon out. Demon out.
Become a Joy member so we can give you the best shows every day. Call 1-300-JOY-949.
That was the lovely, Gaffney from Absolutely Fabulous.
I know.
When she was a TV evangelist.
Pray Jesus.
Send money now. Now, I've got a little spot for you because I found a little show this week that just rocked my boat.
Yes, in keeping with our comedy theme.
Yes. Now, there's been a lot going on in the aviation industry this week. You'll know there's been a lovely tie-up with a few big airlines around the world, making the planet a little closer for us all here in Melbourne, Australia.
Maybe using Dubai as its one-stop shop.
Possibly. So there's been a whole lot of hoo-ha. But I found a little parody that I'd heard of, but I'd never really watched. And look, sadly, it was cancelled after only one season.
Oh.
But, you know, some of the really good stuff is... that way, isn't it, Brett?
Absolutely.
It is that way. So it's called Pam Ann, and it is written by Jack Orman, and it's a period drama starring Christina Ricci. It's 14 episodes over one season, and it's named after Pan American World Airways,
yes,
that 1960s iconic, chic, very classy airline in its time, and features great storylines such as pilots hitting it off with air stewardesses. There's one of the flight attendants is actually an international spy.
Oh, wow.
And of course, they're jetting around to some wonderful locations around the world.
Yes.
And it's all set in this wonderful sort of 60s chic with lovely uniforms and beautiful bits and pieces. So I thought I might play a little bit from that.
Yes, please.
Previously on Pan Am.
There's a dealer in London who's gotten hold of a list of CIA assets.
Who's on that list?
Bridget Pierce.
I've fallen in love with you, and I will do whatever it takes.
Dean, I need to move.
I beg you to see the Trevi Fountain with me.
You don't know a thing about this guy.
You're a prince? You're a smuggler?
I need a partner, Maggie. Someone to share in the rewards.
I am more comfortable with women. I want to be married to you.
How?
It'll be perfect. You can see whoever you want. I can see who I want. I can even have Laura.
Once?
You did.
Johnny Esposito. His father was the muffler king of Clatsop County. Every time we pulled into a filling station, we were royalty.
It's not exactly the stuff of fairy tales.
I'm done with fairy tales. Who needs them?
I do. Well, look who's being.
I feel like I'm floating on air.
We all are. We're at 30,000 feet.
I feel like I'm floating on air. We all are. We're at 30,000 feet. It's actually I really enjoyed it. You know, when I like something, I watch like the whole series in a day, of course.
Now, I got this confused. Sorry. I thought when I was looking at the running sheet, I thought it said Pan Am.
No. Well, that's because you came in late.
Yes. I know. But Pan Am. Now, I have seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
You didn't like it, did you?
Do you know what?
Be honest.
Okay. I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
All right. I love Mad Men.
What, like the, not X-Men?
No, Mad Men. It's set in the 60s.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's all about the advertising world
of
the 60s, right? And this was done because there's so much fascination in America at the moment around the 60s, because that was their real golden...
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
It was golden era.
They actually were a superpower for a little while there.
They were, for quite some time.
Some people would say they still are, but I'm not so sure.
Absolutely. Now, the idea of Pan Am is brilliant.
Pan American Airways.
And I thought the shameful thing about this show was there was too much emphasis on set, makeup, costume.
But that's what flight attendants are like, Brett. We're all about, you know.
But not enough on script and story. And I think that's what let it down.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
You need a bit more depth, do you?
Yes.
I just thought when one of the flighties was shagging the captain, it was hilarious.
But isn't that just what happens now?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a real representation. It's a real representation of the world we live in.
45 years later and we're still the same. My goodness. But, you know, look, we've got so much coming up on Catching Up tonight. We do have an interview with the fabulous Wes Snelling and Kate McLennan. Now, they are in a show of the Melbourne Comedy Festival called Standard Double. I've been saying double standard.
So we're
going to
give them a call, aren't we?
We are going to give them a call, and they're going to talk to us a little bit about their show, because it is the Melbourne Comedy Festival. I have seen three shows. I've got Best of British coming up.
Yeah, that
this
sounds
Sunday.
Exciting.
And Best of British is, for those, I know I've talked about it before, but for those of you who haven't seen it, it's all about a couple of different British comedians all go to generally the Exeter Hotel. For more information, obviously, go to the Melbourne International Comedy website.
There's an app, isn't there?
There is an app.
You can app it up.
But these guys are funny. So instead of doing, because they've only got the hour, they just do like 10 to 15 minutes of their stand-up routine.
Yep.
And then you can go, you know what? They're really funny.
Yeah, go and see the show.
I'm going to go and see them. And sometimes, because it's Melbourne and the Melbourne Comedy Festival, you can literally walk out and go, okay, it's on in 10 minutes.
Yep.
I'll just walk in Pay your ticket and go in.
Great time of the year to be a Melbourneian,
oh,
isn't
my
it?
Goodness. Well, Moomba's over and the Moomba's football's just about to bloody start.
There's nothing wrong with the football.
Oh, Jamie, it's already clogging up the roads.
But it's bloody good eye candy, Brett, and that's
do
what we
think?
Need. Yes. Keeps your winters warmer.
What team do you go for?
I don't really go. I go for team thighs.
Team thighs.
It's all about the thighs, sweetheart.
Oh, you're a walking stereotype sometimes, my darling.
You're on Joy 94.9.
The fresh sounds of Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Jamie on Tuesday night on Joy 94.9, and we are now greeted by the very funny, the star of his own show on Tuesday Drive.
Gosh.
The fabulous Wes Snelling. Welcome, Wes.
Hi.
Oh, that doesn't sound... Oh, does that sound like Wes?
Yes, it does.
Oh.
No,
yes.
It is. It is me.
Oh,
it is. I've just played 9 characters, so I could be anyone right now.
Oh, my goodness. 9?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wes, how do you do it every night without...
Is there a costume change?
Yes.
No, there's no costume change. We do the entire show in our undies.
That's a
story.
Maybe we should go to this now, Jamie.
Now I'm interested. Whoops.
No, it's great. We kind of have, it's with Kate McLennan and I, and we're in a hotel room, which I'm in right now. Kate's in the spa.
Oh, yes.
And, we come in and out of the door as different people and, you know, it's from all that training at NIDA, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's, we do it all. I find that once you kind of do a few characters in your undies,
you realise
that people get used to that and then just kind of go along for the ride.
It's funny you should say that because I saw Judith Lucy and Denise Scott on Saturday.
Name dropper.
And I didn't see them personally,
Jamie.
Oh, right,
you went out with them.
And there's a scene, I won't say what it is because Jamie's seeing it, but there's a scene where they do something very funny similar to undies.
Yeah.
And you're right, after a period of time, it just sort of gels into the like the scenery.
Be granny pants for them, wouldn't it?
Something like that.
Granny pants.
But Wes, your fabulous new show with Kate is called Standard Double. Now I've been saying double standard all day.
That's fine. People make the same mistakes. If you Google standard and double or double standard, it comes up in both forms, so that's fine.
Oh, brilliant. Now, what is it? So is it just all about hotel rooms or staying in hotel rooms?
Yeah, basically. So we're in an actual hotel room at the Blackburn Hotel. And
yes.
We do... there's a bed and a spa and a balcony, and we fit 23 people into the room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 23 in the bed then, Wes.
Oh my God.
Well, it's been known to happen.
Yes.
and it's quite funny because there's people, we do all these scenes of people who are staying, you know, it's over the period of one night. So we have some recurring characters of the operations managers who are having a bit of a nervous breakdown.
Oh.
And then there's the cleaners who come in and reset the bed each time, and they're having conversations about, you know, star signs and what they do when they stay in hotel rooms and stuff. And, yeah, and then the audience, it's like kind of voyeurs watching the whole thing.
So you've got a room full of voyeurs, you're in your underpants...
Yeah.
And you're playing 9 people inside, what, an hour and a half or something?
An hour.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's quite fun. It's pretty fun. Like, it's interesting being in a hotel room.
So is it a real hotel room? Is it a set made to look like a hotel room?
No,
it's a real hotel room. So you could get room service.
Oh, it's been known to happen. I've actually stayed here a few nights, and it's really weird because... I sleep in the bed when I've got other late gigs. I sometimes stay here, and I'm sleeping in the bed to 20 empty black seats looking at me.
Oh, that's sort of kinky, isn't it?
So it's kind of a little bit weird, but good.
You could always record like a sex tape while you've got the room hired out.
Once again, it's
because that leads on to my next question, and I want to pose the question to you and to my fabulous co-host Jamie.
Yes,
what do you love to do in a hotel room? What is your favourite thing, Wes? Normally,
masturbate. Let's be honest. I'm sorry, I'm going straight there. You cannot tell me that if you're alone in a hotel room, every listener, I guarantee you, has at one point thought about
it.
No,
that's true. Well, look, I think it's better that you're doing that in a hotel room than, say, on a tram, isn't it?
This is true.
Really?
Keeping wankers off trams since 2010.
Keep yourself nice. What's your...
I also check if there's Golden Girls straight away on the in-house movie.
Oh, there would
the
be.
In-house television.
That would be a standard, wouldn't it? Paris Hilton would have seen to that. Wouldn't she?
Yes.
How many seasons of Golden Girls is there? Does anyone know?
Seven.
Good man, there is two.
And remember, they changed writers' wares in the middle of it and went to shit for a bit, then it came back good.
That is so true, and then we won't talk about the Golden Palette.
Oh my God.
Don't even get the kids onto that.
Were you inspired? Is there any Golden Palace references in Standard Double?
No. That's funny. There is a Golden Girls reference, though.
Of course.
Oh, lovely.
In fact, I think there's a couple.
Yes.
There should be.
Yeah.
They really were Golden Girls, weren't they?
Yeah, they're very good. Actually, do you know what else is happening during the Comedy Festival? We're doing a Golden Girls night.
Oh, wow.
At the Festival Club, they're doing at the High Five Bar in the city. We're doing...
Fancy dress?
Well, go on. Come as Blanche. I'm, you know, Hannah Gadsby, myself, Kate McLennan, Geraldine Hickey.
Nice.
All fabulous people. We're putting on a Golden Girls theme night.
Oh, the most beautiful thing about the Golden Girls for me were all of those beautiful night dresses with matching overcoats, you know, like matching dressing gown sets.
Yes.
There's some fabulous fashion.
They're always going banging on about how they've got no money being older, and they've always got this amazing...
Plenty of fash.
Like, jewelled, you know.
Yes, I noticed Chanel earrings were very popular.
Shoulder pads for days. Well. Shoulder pads on shoulder pads, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Now, Wes, obviously you're a presenter here at Joy, and I know that you've done other work on stage and around the traps. Tell us a little bit about Kate, because Kate looks familiar, but I can't pinpoint what she's been doing.
She's one of them. You know those people who are in a bit of everything, but you kind of go, you don't know their name until
She started in Prisoner in 76.
You did that in Harmony.
We practice. We're not as good as you, Wes. We've still got a bit of way to go for
our
broadcasting
skills. We're learned on a Tuesday
skills.
Night, sweetheart. Learned.
She's been in lots of stuff. She was in things like The Mansion, which was a Foxtel show. She's done lots of sketch comedy stuff.
Yes.
That's been on the telly. She's done lots of stuff at the Logies, like they have sketch comedy bits throughout. And,
cool.
She's about to be in Pete Hallier's new sketch show. And she's done lots of stuff. She's also done lots of live stuff where she's been nominated and received lots of awards for her kind of her edgy comedy. Yes.
And now you got her in bed. Good man.
Yeah. Very good.
Now we're looking at the flyer for the program, and both Jamie and I made a reference to remember the lovely one of John Lennon and Yoko Ono in bed.
Yes, we did think
and
that.
And for some reason, it reminded me of that. I'm not sure if that was your intention.
It's a bit of a love-in, isn't there?
It wasn't our intention. I think originally we're thinking about going with a bit more like Lost in Translation, Bill Murray.
Oh yes.
But then you know when it comes down to it, it's like it's sheets and a bed, and that's everyone does it.
Yes.
Everyone gets in a bed.
Now, is it clean sheets every night for each show, or are you extending them out? You're Febrezing in between.
The beauty of actually doing it in a hotel room, we've got housekeeping coming in every morning. Gosh,
that's my favourite thing about a hotel right there. You leave your shit all over the room, someone picks it up.
Do you know what? That is my favourite thing. That is the one, because I'm a little bit OCD neat at
home.
You've
got a cleaner at home anyway, haven't you?
I do have a cleaner, but that's... Yes, I do. But...
Snob. Didn't want to say it, but he's so up himself.
It's only once a fortnight.
Once a fortnight.
Yeah, it's quite handy. But look, we're not here talking about that. We are talking to the fabulous Wes Snelling. He's appearing in Standard Double. It's playing at the Black Man Hotel, 452 St Kilda Road, from the 27th of March to the 21st of April. And obviously, for those of you who'd like to go and experience Wes in his underwear.
Sounds good.
And Kate in her underwear, please go to the Comedy Festival site for more details.
Yeah.
Wes, thank you so much for joining us on a Tuesday night, especially after a show.
Bless you.
Thanks,
love it.
Wes. Get out there and see it, folks.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. We've got a lovely song coming up next, Brett. What is it? Just to put you on the fly there.
It is the fabulous Coca-Cola by Sasquatch.
This is one of Dolly's picks, of course, because bless her cotton socks, she's out camping somewhere in the bush as a good lesbian would do, but she picks the music.
I think I'm going to dance to this one.
Roll up the rug.
Joy 94.9.
Coca-Cola nice with those slides on my lips.
Hi,
Hello there, I'm Funny Lady Judith Lucy. Support Joy 94.9 or else get r***ed.
She'll come and get you that, Judith Lucy, if you don't support Joy. Why wouldn't you support your only gay and lesbian radio station and one of the first in the world, Brett, wasn't it?
It was the first in the world. That's right. Time.
And we are supporting our community and we would love for you to support us. You can become a Joy member by calling 1300-JOY-949 or SMSing 0427-JOY-949 or send an email on air at joy.org.au. Give the lovely Jerry a call on the desk. There's all sorts of ways you can help out. You can come along volunteer.
Oh, my goodness.
You can be on the radio like us.
Joy has over 300 volunteers, and we all
300?
Do. Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, no wonder we can never get on a computer around here.
But we all do different things around the studio. This is from admin to obviously being on the radio, the news, the front desk.
We'll never make you clean the toilets, though, which is
podcasts,
nice.
Podcasts, the whole lot. Well, yes, there are cleaners.
You've got something coming up at Joy, something different, something new.
I do, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later.
Keep the suspense up on that one, Bretty boy.
Absolutely. Now, look, obviously Dolly's not here tonight because she's at the Digger Hole caravan, lesbian.
Tea, drinking, you know, wax your legs, don't shave your armpits festival
don't
in Nimbin, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And she's obviously our DJ du jour. She chooses the music.
She does a good job.
But every now and again...
She lets you have a go, doesn't she?
She lets me have a go. And by letting me have a go, it's really, what can we play when she's not here?
Yeah, pretty much.
And we all love funk and disco.
We do.
But I love a little bit of lounge.
You do, don't you, Brett?
And I found this track the other day. It's called Do What We Do. It's so incredibly good.
Yes. Should we play it?
It's from the Head Candy soundtrack at the moment.
Oh.
It's a nice little builder.
Dolly won't like it, but I think you will, folks. You're on Joy 94.9. Welcome and thank you for your company.
Joy 94.9.
Let's do what we do, 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 do. Let's do what we do, 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 do.
Do we do, Brady?
And that's new music from Head Candy that I heard during the week.
Yes.
And absolutely fell in love with.
Keep yourself nice. I like it.
I want to share.
You do.
I want a bit of a share because there's a couple of new things that I'm working on at the moment.
Yes.
Now, obviously...
Let's talk about that. It's very exciting news.
Now, Jamie and I normally do the podcasts for Catching Up.
Slave, don't we? We're a slave to those bloody podcasts.
And we're currently just in the process. I have uploaded the one where we had Warwick Glynn.
Oh, the guys from...
Never Say Always.
Never Say Always.
So that's currently in our Podomatic. But obviously, because Joy has changed around the
Some system changeovers are taking place here at Joy at the moment. And once we get them figured out, put the new aerial up.
Within the next few weeks, we will have all our podcasts from July of last year up to the present.
Of course, doesn't mean you have to listen to them. We don't, but they'll be out there, which is always nice.
But in the meantime,
yes.
Hikaru, who's normally on The Full Catastrophe and now on a new show on Saturday nights at 6 p.m. called The Affair.
I've been reading about that.
He and I are doing Eurovision podcasts.
Ooh.
Because obviously Eurovision's coming up
Exciting Eurovision.
Very exciting.
Isn't it? It's full of Europeans for a start.
Yes.
And then Europeans. What do they say when you get 1 point? You'll know it. It's in French.
Deux points.
It's like a little mini singing Olympics,
one
isn't
point.
It? 1 point. It's a beautiful time
for
of
Belarus.
Year. For Belarus. Come in, Belarus.
So basically, the first podcast that we've just uploaded, it features the top five.
Right.
So we talked about the UK.
Yes.
The French entrance.
Yep.
The Spanish. The Italian, who's a little bit hot. He's like a hot... Italian.
Hot with cream on top.
Yes.
Yes.
Italian version of Luke Perry.
Italians are hot, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
A bit lazy to fix up their economy, but they're hot.
And obviously Sweden as well, because that's the host company. Our country. It's in a town or a city called Malmö.
That doesn't sound very Swedish.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Maybe that's in Sweden?
I think it's lost in translation.
It's probably, you've got to make it sound more like something from that
IKEA
shop. Malmö.
Malmö.
with Malmo, a missing screw.
Or Malmö.
And you've got to have two parts missing, so you go back the next day. Not that we do that.
If there's any Swedes out there who'd like to correct my spelling, can you phonetically email us on onair@joy.org.au?
Well, could you just send in the word phonetically spoken? That would be helpful too for us here.
So obviously leading up, Hihi and I will be doing more of these Eurovision podcasts, but you'll also see highlights of Eurovision throughout Joy, as well as, Jamie, we're going to do a Eurovision show in May.
Oh, I am dressing up as Agnetta again.
Oh, fantastic.
You know I look good in a blonde wig.
Do you know what? You actually do.
I know. It's my tan. It's my colour.
Do you think? Yes. It's
hey, listen, you're on Catching Up on Joy. It's Tuesday night. And yes. Look, we love to come in. We love spending the hour every week with you. But one of the best things about this show, you would probably agree, is the music selection by our wonderful Dolly. And she's not letting us down now with Stevie Wonder. Pull up the rugsy, Bretsky.
Oh, do I do. Stevie, I love you. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
That Joy 94.9 just pops up all the time. You're catching up with Jamie and Brett, and it's almost the end of the show, but we've got a quick shout out.
Do we, Brett?
We do. Nathan, bless Nathan. Nathan's just emailed us and said, thanks for disco flying my night working late in the office.
Oh, thanks, Nathan.
Nathan, thanks,
Can we call you Nathy? I like that for a Nathan.
Do you know what? Just for that shout out, Nathan, our last track tonight, we're going to dedicate to you, Sunshine.
We're going to dedicate it to you. Now, listen, we did have to send out some very special thank yous this evening because, look, even though she's not here in body, she is always here in spirit.
Yes.
And her music selection tonight has been wonderful as always, Brett.
It has. I want to say a big thank you to our guest of the Melbourne Comedy Festival, Wes Snelling, in his fabulous new show, Standard Double.
Go along and see that, folks, if you get a chance.
It sounds like a
Underpants.
Hoot. Underpants.
Underpants.
Jamie, what's the song we're playing out
tonight? I'm not sure, Brett. I'm too busy looking for it on the computer. Maybe you could fill us in.
It's called, and again, dedicated to our new mate, Nathan. Could it be I'm falling in love? Nathan, could it be I'm falling in love with you tonight?
Now, next week, folks, stay tuned because we will have a guest on board. We won't be letting you know just now who that is, but there will definitely be a guest involved with the Comedy Festival next week on the show.
And obviously, stick around because the fabulous Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream is coming up after 10 o'clock, after our final song tonight. And I think the vinyl's still being burnt for this right now, but here we go.
It's a bit of a slow start, so we can let it play, people. We can let it play and ease on into it.
Now, this was the Spinners. This has been covered a few times, but this is dedicated to our new mate, Nathan tonight.
And the Dolster. Come back safe, sweetheart. Make sure your tent pegs are in that ground.
We'll see you next week. Good night, Australia.
It's good night from Jamie. It's always wonderful to have your company here on Joy 94.9.
Easy listening radio.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.